WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Ahead of President Trump's address to the United Nations General Assembly, Secretary of State Marco Rubio on ABC's Good Morning America defended the U.S. position in the world despite the decision earlier this year to close USAID.
People have died because gangs steal the aid. People have died because the distributors of aid have not done well. People have died because other countries haven't stepped up. But the United States has saved more lives and continues to save more lives than any other country in the world. And we're going to continue to do it, but we're going to do it the right way and in a responsible way.
The Secret Service has thwarted a plot that could have devastated cellular communications in and around New York City. No arrests have been made, but a source familiar with the investigation tells ABC it's suspected to be the work of a group with links to China. Shares of the company that makes Tylenol have recovered ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street after President Trump said pregnant women should not take Tylenol because of autism risks. Medical groups say studies have not found a causal link. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. City leaders are getting closer to opening Madison's new homeless shelter, but they're also asking for help. Until the pandemic began, shelter services were not part of the city's purview. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
The system that had served Madison and Dane County for more than 35 years, relying primarily on faith-based organizations and private donations for shelter space, meals, and operations, collapsed in the wake of COVID-19. And while it is not traditionally the job of city government to provide homeless shelters, either here in Madison or around the country, it was the city and Dane County that stepped up to preserve and improve these vital services.
The city and county were involved in a few different projects, including the shelter site on Zier Road and a campground. Now, the next big project is the 24/7 men's shelter. It's on Bartolon Drive and will be able to house 250 people. The mayor announced yesterday that the city will be dedicating $1.7 million in the city's budget to the shelter. But here's the thing. It's expected to cost $4 million to run each year. That leaves a $1.3 million gap in annual operational costs.
I'm excited to announce today that a new private group called Shelter Friends will soon launch a campaign to help close the gap needed to make the most of this facility. We need the business community, philanthropists, Dane County, and Madison residents to help us.
Meanwhile, some advocates are concerned about the capacity. Porchlight's Zier Road shelter has housed more than 350 people, while the Bartolon Drive location will only have space for 250. At the start of this year, officials and volunteers did their yearly count. They believe there are about 800 people without housing in Dane County. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers lose on the Late Show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Padres beat the Brewers late last night, 5-4 in 11 innings. Out on the West Coast in San Diego, with the win, the Padres able to secure a spot in the postseason. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked after the game, what did he think about his guys' effort battling into extra innings, even though they've already won their division?
Fantastic. I mean, it was great. It was great. We did so many great things. And I'm proud of our guys for not just showing up and saying, well, we've clinched a bye, we won the division, and showing up and playing as hard as they did. That touched me. I mean, I really thought it was special. I know guys are disappointed we didn't win. I am too.
NFL. The Packers getting ready to play the Cowboys this week on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay, the Vikings, and Lions now all with a record of 2-1 after Detroit beat the Ravens last night 38-30 on Monday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog through mid-morning, otherwise more clouds than sun, and just enough instability around whereby we could see a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high near 72. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Currently, it's 62.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app, Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, Jimmy Kimmel's back on the air. We'll explain what it means for free speech here in Wisconsin. And Badger football head coach Luke Fickell under fire. We'll discuss your chance to win green and gold tickets in Green Bay. Continue.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
WMDX, the station your car presets warned you about.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
When we talk about where the fight must go, there is the aspect of it that is about the immediate moment, such as the weight of the federal government being used to silence critics, citizens. And it must be about understanding that this did not just happen overnight, and we have to pay attention to an agenda that is not going to necessarily go away when this guy is finally termed out of office.
I love her so much.
How often are you going to quote Holly Hunter?
I love her so much. I don't know we could have had you, Master. Okay, I don't even know what that accent is. It's where I go. It's my... Okay, it's my Kamala Harris sadness place anyway. She's
your Holly
magic.
Hunter.
Yeah, no, I know that's not okay. Holly Hunter.
Okay.
But it's the voice I use about Kamala Harris whenever I see her. Oh, hey, by the way, we will have a chance to be embarrassed on the international stage yet again. Oh, remember when they literally laughed him off the stage at the UN last time? So he's getting ready to... See, animals strike your exposes. They don't even want to hear Trump speak.
They feel the heat.
Yeah.
The heat between...
Yeah. Right, me and you, Chris. Okay, so this is a weird story. While close to 150 world leaders prepared to descend on Manhattan for the UN General Assembly, yeah. U.S. Secret Service was quietly dismantling a massive hidden telecom network across the New York area, a system investigators say could have crippled cell towers, jammed 911 calls, and flooded networks with chaos at the very moment the city was most vulnerable. Investigators warned the system could have blacked out cell service in the city that relies on it not only for daily life, but for emergency response and counterterrorism. I mean, Jody, I can't help but... conversation we have with Malcolm Nance every week is I feel like we're just so much more vulnerable on every front because of, you know, them gutting every agency and having the only focus be immigration and not.
I'm glad they caught this one, though.
I know. But this is what everybody's talking about in terms of, you know, obviously the number one threat, 90 something percent, is right wing terrorism. They will never even admit that, let alone, go after it. So it's. All right. Our Congressman, Ted Lieu, the fantastic star of stage screen, and of course, L.A. Sexy Liberal. Yeah.
My message to ABC is very simple. You do not yield. Reinstate the Jimmy Kimmel Live Show. Because what happens when you yield? The bully comes after you again. And now the FCC chair, Brennan Carr, is threatening ABC because he doesn't like political statements made on the ABC show, The View. When is this going to stop?
And obviously, ABC listened, but, you know, obviously, it seems like economic factors, but Kamala Harris said that last night, talking about Jimmy Kimmel being an example of organized resistance, proving successful. She said, talk about the power of being with the people and the people making that clear with their checkbooks as it relates to the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel. So, Ted Lieu speaks, and we listen.
Like E.F. Hutton?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. He is the E.F. Hutton of California congressman.
E.F. Hutton has not been a thing for
so long.
Decades now.
What are you looking for, Sean? What's happening over here? Did mommy misplace something?
Did
probably.
Oh,
that's fine. Okay. Representative Judy Chu, who is also a fantastic congressman from the great state of California.
I'm here to say no to Trump's authoritarian crackdown on our right to free speech. This is the playbook of authoritarians, and every single one of us has a responsibility to stand up for our constitutional rights that are under attack.
We were mentioning that The View finally spoke out. So Whoopi Goldberg said, do y'all think we weren't really going to talk about Jimmy Kimmel? I mean, have you watched the show over the last 29 seasons? No one silences us. When the news broke last week about Jimmy's suspension, we all took a breath to see if Jimmy was going to say anything about it first. Someone can say something they shouldn't and get taken off the air, but the government cannot apply pressure to force someone to be silenced. Ana Navarro said, I don't understand how in this country where the First Amendment was made to the Constitution to guarantee freedom of the press and freedom of speech, how the government itself is using its weight and power to bully and scare people into silence. And Alyssa Farah Griffin, who used to work for Trump, said the First Amendment is the first for a reason, because you need to be able to hold those in power accountable.
Yeah.
But, you know, we speculated, Chris, that they were ordered not to say anything.
It might have been cool for them to say something along those lines.
Yeah.
You know, we're waiting until Jimmy says something before we comment.
What do we say every day on this show? Courage is contagious and so is cowardice. And when they saw ABC's cowardice, Disney's cowardice toward Jimmy Kimmel, you can imagine the hosts of The View were like, you know, they're not going to have our back either if we say the wrong thing. I mean, the thing that I swear the one line that got Colbert fired was him saying, you know, about the merger. They call that in the business a big fat bribe. I mean, he just it's like that's speaking truth to power.
Yeah.
And that's because he attacked his own company for obviously bending the knee and capitulating. I feel like once the dam breaks, though, we can like turn the tide back, and I feel like that's starting, hopefully, with Jimmy Kimmel. I can't believe Trump hasn't started whining yet about Jimmy Kimmel being back on the air.
I haven't seen anything.
What's happened? Have we checked the baby monitor this morning? Oh, that's
the
best part.
Didn't he say that Brendan Carr was a little heavy-handed in talking about it?
Trump did?
Yes, I
did. Oh no, bag of brats. The bag of brats is beginning. Is Brendan Carr going to take the fall?
He said that a couple of days ago, I think.
Because also this became bipartisan, right? Mm-hmm. Jody Hamilton, how many times are we going to agree with Rand Paul before our head actually explodes?
Ted Cruz. You're agreeing with Ted Cruz right now.
I'm in the wrong timeline, man.
Last week, a court dismissed Trump's $15 billion lawsuit against the New York Times. Good. See, courage is also contagious. Like, let's, again, these ridiculous lawsuits should never have been settled in the first place. So the Wall Street Journal asked a federal judge to dismiss Trump's $10 billion defamation suit over their report on his past connections to Jeffrey Epstein. They said the First Amendment's protection for truthful speech are the backbone of the Constitution. The attorneys also challenged the notion that the article could damage Trump's reputation, noting he has publicly admitted to locker room talk, has made numerous bawdy public statements, as well as his relationship. He's admitted to his relationship with Epstein. So once again, he has no case. Don't settle. I mean, when are we going to? And as everybody said, it's Ted Lieu and everybody's saying, the bully always comes back. It's never going to be enough after you capitulate. Representative Nathan Berrigan, Democrat also. Of California.
Yes, we know that Jimmy Kimmel expressed his opinion just like he does every night on his show. And the president didn't like it and decided that he was going to do something about it and say something. That is not how America works. That is a dictatorship. That is against the principles of America and free speech that we have long valued in this country.
Yep. Caroline Leavitt. Yes, thank you.
Antifa is going to be designated a domestic terrorist organization.
Oh, no.
The president intends to sign that executive order later this afternoon. This is something the president campaigned on, because we have seen a rise in violence perpetuated
among
by
the right.
Antifa radical people across this country who subscribe to this group. And unfortunately, it's gone widely uncovered by many of the legacy media. It also went completely ignored by the previous administration. Not anymore.
And why is that, Jody? Why is it going completely uncovered?
Well, first off, there is no Antifa organization.
Right, because so it does not problem. Exist and it's not happening. And boy, they must be nervous down at headquarters, which also does not exist.
Who's in charge over there?
Okay, yeah, exactly. Antifa is exactly what it says. It's an ideology that is anti-fascist.
Right.
So if you are anti-Antifa, that by definition makes you a fascist.
Right.
That means you are for fascism. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. Okay. Yes, he signed the, calling it a domestic terrorist. By the way, no legal framework exists for designating domestic group as terrorist organizations due to, ladies and gentlemen, the First Amendment. It's like outlawing any other ideology that is against, and again, as we keep saying over and over, all of our parents and grandparents were Antifa. They were, you know, in World War II era, right? Mm-hmm. The order says Antifa is a militarist anarchist enterprise that explicitly calls for the overthrow of the United States government.
No, you're
thinking of the January 6th terrorists. It absolutely does not call for the overthrow and our system of law. Let me speak fascist to you. 999 does not.
999999
does not stand for. All right, so we have an opportunity to, once again, as I was saying, to be humiliated on the world stage, which is just another special layer of, you know, we get the domestic stupid about the Tylenol yesterday, and then he will meet at the UN. He's expected to deliver the first address of his second term. He will largely be isolated from more than half the member nations and key allies over the war in Gaza. Several prominent world leaders and key allies of the U.S. are set to formally recognize Palestinian statehood. Don't you start to like pre-clench your sphincter before he speaks on an international stage? You're like, oh God, how is he going to embarrass us this time?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
I have a correction.
Oh, yes.
The Tylenol thing is not a domestic embarrassment anymore.
Oh, it's an international embarrassment. Pardon me. Stephanie Miller stands corrected.
UK government says, don't pay attention to Trump on Tylenol.
Don't pay attention to Trump.
Just in general. Just don't.
It's become international now.
Of course it has.
Yeah. No, listen to the guy, the heroin addict with the brain worm. This guy. Okay, here we go.
Some of our friends like to say that we should believe all women. Some of these same people have been silencing and demonizing these mothers for three decades because research on the potential link between autism and vaccines has been actively suppressed in the past. It will take time for an honest look at this topic by scientists. But I want to reassure the people in the autism community that we will be uncompromising and relentless in our search for answers.
That is a rough listen. I got to say, it just, you know why, Jody? Because I have flashbacks to my red Dodge Dart in, you know, the 70s trying to start it in the winter.
So glad you turned down the falconing date with him.
Yeah.
Stephanie, let's hold your arm up and let the falcon land. Right over here by the Galileys. That's him, me, falconing with him.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
Was he married at the time that he asked
about? You big loon! Just hold your hard, skinny little arm still. You've got a great big chip on your shoulder. It's very unattractive. What?
You've got a great big falcon on your shoulders now.
Yeah, right? Okay.
Was he married when he asked you out?
Does it matter to him?
Exactly.
No.
Does it really matter?
I was going to say, by the way, if we believe all women, you definitely be in any kind of public office.
Right.
Why are we talking like this? Okay. Please. Caroline Leavitt. I can't get enough of her about the Tylenol thing.
I think women for many years, in fact, for decades, Ed, have been confused by the rapid increase in autism in this country. And they want answers to that. And that's exactly what this administration is focused on finding.
They've gotten better at diagnosing
it.
Didn't Bobby Kennedy say something about the Amish? There's no autism or something. They don't ever go to the doctor.
Right.
It's, you know, if you don't ever diagnose something.
And Cuba. He also said there's no autism in Cuba.
This is also the same guy that said, what did he say? Like 50% of the population
in China
has diabetes or something.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a hilarious bit. Who was it?
John Oliver.
Yes, said we had to call J.D. Vance's office and ask if he's ever actually to couch. And it was less embarrassing than having to call China and ask if half their population. Okay, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by you. waking up sick, and you're like, ooh, thank God it's Tuesday. Jody's here. Whew.
Oh, my God.
Ah, fill-in host. There we go. Oof. Okay. But, you know, you got a scritch-scritch or something, a stuffy nose, a something-something. You know what you're getting sick. You know your body. You're getting sick. You either tough it out, take time off work. Jody Hamilton's not available to fill in for everybody.
Nope.
Okay, just saying. She can only do so much. She already has seven other shows, for God's sakes, people. You can hope the doctor can see you this month. Go to urgent care, sit there with other sick people, and judge them for their particular ick when you've only got dreck. Okay, or you just open your medical emergency kit like mine right here, match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip it, nip, 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 nip in the bud. Not a first aid kit. Doctor-prescribed meds. They got antibiotics in here for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
Public schools are not Sunday schools. Across the country, lawmakers are turning public schools into battlegrounds for religious indoctrination. Ten Commandments posters in classrooms, school chaplains replacing trained counselors, and taxpayer-funded vouchers siphoning billions from public schools into private religious academies, many that discriminate based on religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. This isn't religious freedom. It's religious takeover. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is sounding the alarm and taking action. We're challenging these attacks in court, exposing the lawmakers behind them, and protecting students' rights to learn free from religious coercion. Learn what's happening in your state and how to push back at ffrf.us/school or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school. Because our public schools are for education, not evangelism. Text Miller to 511-511 to learn more. Text fees may apply.
Well, do you know what the three pillars to good health are? Great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. And if you snore, you not only keep others from a restful night's sleep, it can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that uses a tongue seatbelt because the tongue is one of the leading causes of snoring. Zepa also moves your jaw forward, keeping your airway open with a 91% success rate. From now till the end of October, put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Go to Zepa.com, use the code PINK, or text the word PINK to 511-511. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Don't forget the code is PINK, or text PINK to 511-511. Remember Zepa. That's happy Z spelled backwards. Stopping snoring is happy. Text fees may apply. That's Zepa.com. The code is PINK.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is GOAL, G-O-A-L, GOAL. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
We question everything. celebrate diversity, and have never met a food festival we didn't love. Madison isn't just where we broadcast from. It's who we are. 92.7 WMDX reflects the curiosity, passion, and slightly rebellious spirit that makes this city extraordinary. This is your voice, Madison. 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller Show. Charlie Pierce coming up, bottom of the hour. Allison Gill joins us for the entire hour. Next hour, Jody Hamilton's here. Hooray.
Hi, Jody.
Hello.
Caroline Levitt asked this question yesterday.
Hey, girl.
Yeah, hey, girl.
Antifa is going to be designated a domestic terrorist.
Ten, yes.
We heard from the president who said, I hate my opponent and I don't want the best for them. How does that square with bringing down the temperature of political violence in this country?
Look, the president is authentically himself. I think that's why millions of Americans across the country love him and support him, including Erica Kirk.
Okay. Again, how are we being lectured to turn down the volume and the rhetoric and whatever when he's up there at a memorial going, I hate my opponent.
And then people cheered that line.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, on cue, Jody, this is the problem with, you know, cycles of violence. Arizona man threatened to shoot up Phoenix gay bar and make himself a martyr for Charlie Kirk. And this is exactly the kind of stuff Trump is inciting, and a lot of them on the right, calling for retribution and civil war and revenge for Charlie, and blah, blah, blah. A Phoenix man was arrested. He threatened to shoot up a gay bar near his apartment because he was angry about recent political violence. When officers arrived, he refused to come out, allegedly made statements that the radical left violence breeds a far-right response. He mentioned the recent assassination of Charlie Kirk. And he also mentioned the shootings in Minneapolis, which was, of course,
yep.
A Trump-voting Republican that was targeting all Democrats. But this is, the problem with senseless cycles of violence, right? Out here, Los Angeles County leaders have addressed the recent discovery of anti-LGBTQ and anti-Semitic graffiti outside the Long Beach Pride headquarters over the weekend. The language included a swastika, so the L.A. supervisor has committed to providing $2,500 to Long Beach Pride to upgrade and expand their security camera system. The message is read in part, all queers should die. Queers was spelled Q-U-E-R-S, so that's how you know it's a MAGA.
Quers.
Quers. A squers. All queers should die. MAGA was what was
That's
written
nice.
On the. Yeah, we were talking about the quote unquote assassin in Butler, Pennsylvania. Trump had, anti-Semitic and anti-immigration slurs all over his social media, a Trump voting Republican. Mm-hmm. And it just, we cannot, Jody, have an honest conversation until they address all of that. That is often, the same. Ideology and whatever you think of the left, we don't traffic in that. We don't traffic in the homophobia and what do you call it? Just all of that kind of anti-black, anti all of this rhetoric that you're hearing. This one, it is a scary time for free speech. Last week, a Texas governor has a student expelled for mocking Kirk. Let me go on record, first of all, saying this kid's a douchebag. And... We should avoid douchebaggery, I think, at a time like this, but it's still, this is what happens. Like, free speech, that's what it means, is you're free to engage in speech that some of us are going to hate,
yeah.
Absolutely. So last week, Texas State students gathered to mourn the assassination of Kirk. Another student began taunting them. He said, hi, my name's Charlie Kirk, before collapsing to the ground, pretending to be shot. He walked away, someone on video can be heard saying, you're going to get expelled, dude. Governor Abbott agreed, told the university to expel the student immediately. And one expert said mocking assassination is protected by the First Amendment.
So it is. That's the tough
part is, people saying puppies are cute is not like speech anybody, well, except Kristi Noem, would disagree with. But, yeah, this kid, you're like, don't be a douchebag.
Right.
Yeah. Don't make our side look bad. But... it still falls under free speech.
Or it does, especially if the governor says do that.
Right.
Thank
if
you.
If the government comes down and...
Yeah. 29 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce next.
WMDX, helping to keep Madison weird.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. One of Middleton's older and more beloved restaurants may need a new location. According to reporting from the State Journal, someone has filed new zoning requests for the property that Imperial Gardens sits on. The beloved Chinese restaurant has been there for 44 years. The property owner lives outside the country. A real estate company called Sanford Enterprises submitted a rezoning request that would allow for a 10-story apartment building called the Imperial. Tom Sanford told the State Journal because of the high heat and smoke used in Chinese cooking, the restaurant would not be able to have a spot in the potential new building. Now, this plan is all tentative. Sanford told the paper he does not have a developer yet. Imperial Garden often has long waits and families who have been coming for generations. Its consistency may be because its staff have been there a while. Its newest chef has been there 12 years. This plan would also require amending Middleton's comprehensive plan. There was supposed to be a hearing on that, but it's now been delayed. It's set for October 28th. Meanwhile, Rutabaga Paddle Sports will close its doors. The owner is leaving the business to become a chaplain. Owner Darren Bush loves paddle sports so much that his Substack username is Canoe Lover. Rutabaga just opened a big multi-million-dollar building in Fitchburg a few years ago. But Bush says a heart attack gave him a new passion. He's been a volunteer chaplain for hospice patients and their families and now wants to take it a step further and be a chaplain full time. Rutabaga Paddle Sports will be open through the end of 2025. And single game playoff tickets to see the Brewers are on sale today. After clinching the NL Central Division title, the Brewers are guaranteed to play in the division series starting October 4th. Division title merch is already for sale, too, at the team store. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog through mid-morning, otherwise more clouds than sun, and just enough instability around whereby we could see a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high near 72. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is GOAL, G-O-A-L, GOAL. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Wednesday morning, we'll talk to Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author.
And soon, John and Gordy's Turning Pointless will be in your high school with a special chapter.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Ad Council.
I want to point to something that the president said during his inaugural address. Never again will the immense power of the state be weaponized to persecute political opponents. We will not allow that to happen. Is the president going back on his promise?
No. In fact, the president is fulfilling promise to restore a Department of Justice that demands accountability. And it is not weaponizing the Department of Justice to demand accountability for those who weaponized the Department of Justice.
What?
Whatever.
What? Okay.
Which,
Press Barbie, whatever. Caroline, love it.
Caroline.
Jody, we keep saying this. It really, literally is like Nixon tweeting out like the tapes.
Right.
Like,
it's it just, is.
Whether he meant it to be a DM or not, this is, it's beyond extraordinary that he's literally, and as someone was saying, the good news for us is he's such an idiot. He has probably prejudiced any of those prosecutions, right? Mm-hmm. How would you not taint the jury pool that he has already said, just go after them. I don't care. You know, look at the Letitia James thing. The guy said there's no evidence. He gets fired, right? He puts in another, what's her name? Lindsay Halligan. Take a gander.
Holy boy, moly. She's hot.
Holy
I think
moly.
That's her only qualification for the job. She's hot.
I thought you were going to make a date. Yes, she's someone I would date. But listen, not hire as a lawyer. Okay.
Well, you thought Christy Noem was hot, so.
That's before I knew who she was. I was in a COVID brain fog, and they just were showing all the governors on TV, and I'm like, ooh, she's hot. I mean, had I known she was a, you know,
I think she
puppy killing lunatic.
Was hot at one point, too.
Pardon me?
I think you thought Nancy Mace was pretty at one point.
Yeah,
too.
You did.
Oh, well, that's a.
You have a type.
She's been rode hard and put up wet. Something's going on there. Yikes. What is going on? Seriously, this is a liberal part of us. It's like what Ilhan Omar said. Like, she obviously needs help.
Yeah.
She clearly. Okay. I don't know. I don't even want to say
like,
what's
going
on.
Put the camera down and help her.
Yes.
It's like you
She's
always
like
said,
Anna Nicole Smith. Yes. It's like, put the camera. Oh, my God. Okay. Yes. Trump claimed beyond a certain point criticism of him on television networks is illegal.
No, it's not.
And no longer free speech. No, that is not a thing.
No,
not a thing. He said, I'm a very strong person for free speech. Oh.
No, he's not.
Obviously.
No, you're not.
But 97, 94, 95, 96. Oh, God. Pick
no,
a number,
counting.
For God's sakes. Like, how much drug prices are going to go down? What happened to, I was promised 1,500%, and now he's only going to lower the price of drugs 1,000%? The hell? 96, 95, 94. Okay, he literally did. He said six different numbers.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The people are against me in the sense of newscasts are against me. The stories are like 97% bad. They said, who said? Who's they? What? Maybe because you're 97% bad. Maybe that's what it is. And I'd say that's generous.
Well, can I add a little context here?
Oh, sure.
Fox News is the number one news channel on television.
Right.
And they never report anything bad about him. So what the hell is he talking about?
Yeah.
97% of the stories are bad about him?
Oh, he says
that
Fox,
is absolutely
Fox,
not true.
Fox News polls are bad. Fox News polls are the worst. When he's asked about, you know, him being underwater.
Yeah, but they're always kissing his ass and lobbing him softballs.
I know. The story is 97. So they gave me 97. They'll take a great story. They'll make it bad. See, I think that's really illegal, personally. Oh, do you? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Mm. Right. That's a... Don't protect it under the free speech, whatever number he just pulled out of his
F his
ass. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this whole... See, this is why I'm glad, for whatever reasons, whether it's, you know, just mercenary financial reasons that Disney, you know, changed their mind on Jimmy Kimmel and he'll be back tonight. Tune in. Let's give him an 11 billion rating, right?
Mm-hmm.
But just this, him bullying, what do you call it, John Carl, right? Declaring him guilty while deeming him a terrible reporter. Carl asked him about freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. Obviously, moments earlier, Trump had claimed the excessive criticism of him is illegal.
No.
He said, I just want to settle this free speech question, is what John Carl said. Because you've said that you restore free speech, you restored free speech in America. Is that free speech including for people who are harshly critical of you, for your political opponents, for people who say things who you don't like, who treat you unfairly? Trump said, I've become immune to it. Oh, he's so tough.
Please.
He's such a tough guy. There's never been a person that's had more... Oh, geez, could you get the tinier violin? Mine's not small enough. There's never been a person that's had more unfair publicity than me, and that's why your network paid me $15 or $16 million, George Sloppadopoulos. That's why CBS paid me a lot of money, too, and that's why I sued the New York Times 2 days ago, because, well, I'm winning. I'm winning the cases.
No.
The reason I'm winning the cases is because you're guilty, John. You're guilty. ABC's a terrible network, a very unfair network. And I think you should be ashamed of yourself. Are you telling me MAGA doesn't get sick of the whining, of the constant whining?
No.
No, they love it.
They love it.
It's empowering to them.
But see, this is what I mean about what you call it, emboldening them by paying him so he can say, oh, I won. Mm-hmm. And he didn't win. They just bent the knee on cases they easily would
MAGA
have won.
Considers that a win, and that energizes them.
Okay, can I just say thank you to all the folks, the celebrities, Robert De Niro, Tom Hanks, Jennifer Aniston, among 400 celebrities who signed an open letter from the ACLU fighting the good fight. Did you? Good for you, denouncing ABC's decision to suspend late night host Jimmy Kimmel. They said Trump's government threatened a private company with retaliation, marking a dark moment for freedom of speech in the U.S. I think it was all of the above. I think it was the, you know, cancellations and boycott, but it was also big names like that saying they would not. I'm going to say it was She-Hulk. I'm taking credit.
Tatiana Maslany?
Yeah, it was She-Hulk. But finally, put it over there. Right? But, I mean, they can't be in business if they're, you know, they're going to get all these huge names not working with them. And so this is, but again, once again, this is what solidarity does. This is what it means. This is why we have unions, right? You got to stand together. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, and this guy, what's his name? Brendan Carr, the FCC chair. Uh-huh. He's denying that he threatened to revoke ABC's local station licenses. It's on tape. If they didn't fire Jimmy Kimmel, despite saying last week, these companies can find ways to take action on Kimmel or there's going to be additional work for the FCC ahead.
That's a threat.
What human doesn't think that's a threat?
It's a threat.
Right.
Jimmy Kimmel's in the situation he's in because of his ratings.
No.
Not because of anything that's happened at the federal government level. Carr said late-night television hosts abandoned their roles as court jesters that make fun of everybody and became court clerks where they were enforcing a very narrow sort of partisan view. Well, we've never had a president like this.
Yeah.
This divisive, this unpopular, this everything, this hateful. I mean, we are just in a different time than the, you know, in your mom's era or Ed Sullivan or whatever.
There's more channels.
We had more normal presidents.
Right. Even Nixon wasn't this thin-skinned, and he was thin-skinned.
Right, right. Even he did laugh at
him. Yeah.
Suck it to me? That was a bad line reading.
It was really bad.
At least he went on.
True.
Yeah.
True.
No, but that's what I'm saying. We've just never had a, you know, we were talking, Jody, the other day about assassinations in the 60s and whatever. But we've just never had, like, a can of gasoline as president.
Right.
That just, you know, pours it on every single fire in America. And so these aren't normal times. So, you know, comedy isn't going to look the same as in your I mean, your mom has funny stories about censorship. Mm-hmm. What was the dancing cheek to cheek story? What was that?
She was being interviewed. Her character was being interviewed for a local station because she was in she was at a nudist camp.
Yes.
And so
your mom was at a nudist camp? What?
Her character, Carol Burnett's character.
Okay.
It was a sketch. And so she's standing behind a giant fence.
Okay.
Yeah. And so you can just see here and then her knees down. So you assume that she has no clothing on.
Right.
And so she's being interviewed.
Theater of the mind of her world.
Exactly. And so she's being interviewed, and the Harvey played the reporter, and he asked, so what do you guys do for fun around here? And she says, well, we go dancing a lot. And he says, well, how do you do that? And initially, they wanted the line cheek to cheek.
Which is funny.
Right.
Yes.
And so tame
but they
by
were
today's
worried,
standards.
They were worried that the censors wouldn't like that. So they said the line became very carefully. And then the censor came down and goes, no, that's a little too much. And she's the writer's like, what do you want to do? He goes, cheek to cheek. He thought this.
Right.
Right.
So they went back to
cheating. They went back
to cheating,
which is dirtier.
And it worked.
Ha ha. He got away with it being dirtier.
He didn't know. He was so innocent about it. He had no idea what that meant to anybody that understands this.
Oh, God. That's, network executives. Yeah. I told you that was my favorite to my head writer on. What was it? Show me the funny.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, do you have to make fun of things?
But that's what the show was.
They're like, well.
You were making fun of viral clips and stuff.
Yes, we do. Comedy has to have you know, targets. We have to be talking about something. Okay. boy, what the Christ. Okay.
Well, I mean, this morning we avoided the censors by saying Fudgy the Whale comes in his own ocean.
Right.
Right.
Thank you. Exactly. Wow. All right. Hey, looky here. We have another hour, another...
Uh-oh. What's going on?
Jody, I think it's sad that this, you know, latest violence against, you know, Charlie Kirk may have been personal because of his hate speech about specifically trans people. You know, after they spent $250 million demonizing trans people. Mm-hmm. But again, and they're trying to spin this like the shooter's trans, which he wasn't, right. You know. But anyway, I we were saying about Grindr blowing up when they're just such hypocrites. Like, how much anti-gay rhetoric did Charlie Kirk engage in, right? Mm-hmm. And so all these right-wing MAGA, you know, alpha Christian men are there for this service. And Grindr literally melts down. There are so many in-the-closet gay MAGA guys that are there. I mean, it's just... Okay, so this one. As a Republican running for governor, Whitefish Bay businessman Bill Berrien is campaigning as a conservative who stands up for family values. He's especially critical of transgender individuals, saying they are engaged in, quote, radical social experimentation. But Berrien's online footprint tells a different story, one that he quietly tried to erase in recent days. Medium.com, he has an account that was following a transgender porn star named, can I say that?
I don't know. What does it say?
Don't say it. Then don't say it.
Okay. sounds like Wiz, but, you know, with a J. Lee. Is a first name, Wiz, but starts with a J.
Jeez.
For sure. Lee.
Okay.
And several other authors of sexually explicit essays. Other writers he was following include an author of Seven Types of Orgasmic Sensations, Three Terrible Reasons to Have a Threesome.
Oh.
And Emma Austin, who calls herself a wholesome perv with a touch of whimsy, who has posted items such as Pegging is A-okay, and I love getting jackhammered.
Oh.
In the past, he clapped for, similar to liked, on other social media, an article on Polyamory Today entitled My Husband Loves Watching Me Flirt with Another Man, and a post by Lee who identifies as a queer, trans, non-binary adult performer on ethical porn. Oh, I'm sorry. It's ethical porn?
As opposed to the unethical porn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I want to know what the difference is.
Wow. Wow. That is a big bucket of hypocrisy there. Holy moly. Wow. Whiz with a J. His first name.
Yeah, geez. That's how you pronounce that.
No. Is it?
Yeah.
No, geez. It's not. Yeah. Okay. His name used to rhyme with Stooge, but it was a different... Never mind. Let's move on.
It starts with a SP?
Right.
Okay.
What? Okay. Listen, this is what happens when Charlie doesn't show up. 47, I filled time.
We'll have him after the break.
All right. I was filling time.
Okay.
47. So that's what you got. 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by you. You may know frontotemporal degeneration, FTD, as the disease that recently forced Bruce Willis to retire from acting. I don't know if you've seen the documentary. Heartbreaking. While the most common form of dementia for adults under age 60, many people, even doctors, aren't familiar with it. Uncharacteristic personality changes, apathy, unexplained struggles with decision making, movement, speaking, or language comprehension are the most common symptoms, often misdiagnosed as bipolar disorder, depression, sometimes just midlife crisis. It's World FTD Awareness Week. You can learn more about this disease and the important steps you can take to preserve and maximize quality of life by visiting the Association for Frontotemporal Degeneration. That is theaftd.org. Find help, share hope, go now to theaftd.org.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a liar. She's a dingbat. She is an attention strumpet.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 years older on the inside than their actual age. They are ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and defuse the biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I hike and bike every day. It superpowers me. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the university study. Get 20% off when you use that promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Stephanie.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Home Title Lock.
Oh, yeah.
Take one more thing off your list of stuff to worry about, like you need that, right?
Right.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen up. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers stealing home titles, your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on just one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They can take out loans using your equity, even sell your house.
Goodness.
You won't know until you, that's not a happy surprise. Foreclosure notice, collection notice, what have you.
Exactly.
What the? If you checked your home title, if your answer is no, I never have, like mine was, yikes, you need to do something about it right now. I have partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. You get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. Go now, do. HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. That is HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. We are going sans jingle because we are so late. Charlie Pierce, good morning.
Hey, Charlie.
Let's get right to it.
Oh, yow. Wow.
Yes, free speech is alive in America. Jimmy Kimmel returns tonight.
By the way, my last name is Pierce.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
Sorry. I keep substituting you for Charlie Kirk. I apologize.
Yes, yes, you do that. And, you know, I'm okay. I wouldn't mind having $14 million, but I'm just as glad to be alive. So.
Yeah, right. there you go. Victory, big victory. Jimmy Kimmel returns tonight.
Jimmy Kimmel is back. Is he really going to have Gavin Newsom on?
He is. Gavin Newsom is going to be one of his first guests.
Oh, that's
perfect. That is perfect. Yep. That is a really, if you want to demonstrate that you haven't changed, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, Charlie, you wrote a piece, as the official historian of the Stephanie Miller Show, who remembers Watergate era, you just said Trump's border czar accepted $50,000 in a bag from undercover agents. Somehow he's getting away with it. Tell us the story of the guy that gave the bags of cash to G. Gordon Liddy and E. Howard Hunt.
Oh, Tony Ulasewicz, yeah. He was the comic relief during the Irving Committee. He told these amazing stories about how he was leaving bags of cash in bus station lockers and phone booths, and he had to make so many calls on payphones that he bought one of those change makers that conductors on buses use, on trains use, so he could carry around enough quarters or enough dimes to make, I guess, dimes back then, to make phone calls. Yeah, I was very impressed by the fact that, you know, Tom Holman took the money in a bag. I mean, I thought people had no respect for the classics, but that's old school graft right there, baby.
I mean,
that's Massachusetts style graft.
Yeah, right. But talk about how things have changed, Charlie. You write he sent the audience in the hearing room into gales of laughter with his tales of carrying huge wads of cash in brown paper bags and leaving them on hotel ledges and airport station lockers. But now it's just, you know, Tuesday in a news cycle.
Yeah, now it's not a remarkable thing. And we also have. I think I know the reason, but, you know, if something happened more than 20 minutes ago, it's in the past and we've already moved past it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, I'm glad Bella's not here. She's on vacation because a change maker, she would look at us like, what?
Right, yeah. She was
it's
no
what
idea.
You had on your belt next right. to your
how
onion.
How about a payphone?
Yeah, right. Payphone. Yeah. What? And then airport lockers. What?
Yeah.
But yeah. But here you make a good point too. He was soliciting payments. So this is how this started, right? You said it was launched in Western Texas in the summer of 24 after a subject in a separate investigation claimed Holman was soliciting payments in exchange for awarding contracts should Trump win. I mean,
So by the way, that makes. Your nickname for him completely valid.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you for applauding my prescience. I said that. Yes. Hoe bag was a perfectly... He took an actual bag of hoe cash. So what happens now? It's on tape. So obviously they're demanding the release of the tape.
I think we're SOL, as the kids say, on this one, because the state is Texas, so you can forget about that. It's obviously the federal investigation was shut down on orders from above. So, you know, it's just an interesting sidelight.
Yeah.
It's not like the administration is embarrassed by the guy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
There's a whole list of people they should be more embarrassed by than this guy. So,
yeah.
And they're all going to keep their jobs.
Yeah, it literally is just Tuesday in these news cycles.
Sure.
The only thing I'm looking for is, has Trump had his tantrum yet over Jimmy Kimmel being back?
Haven't seen anything yet. Well, he's speaking at the UN right now, so he was a little.
Oh yeah, he's having a very big tantrum at the UN.
Yeah.
Oh.
About the UN.
Yeah, maybe he'll throw his Jimmy Kimmel tantrum at the UN, like he threw a number of tantrums at Charlie Kirk's memorial.
I think the really, really terrifying speech at the memorial with Stephen Miller.
Oh, God, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Number one, because I think he's running the country. And number two, because he's a dead ringer for Joseph Goebbels.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we played it in the original German. It's much better.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie, I'm so sorry. Out of time. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Yep. Bye.
Allison Gill.
That's Miller. What happens when you oversleep.
Yes,
there you go.
Right.
Allison Gill next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
W MDX, a Mad City state of mind. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by former U.S. Attorney James Santel as we discuss the Supreme Court's dismantling of all independent agencies. Oh, my goodness. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's touting what he calls the golden age of America as he addresses the United Nations General Assembly and said the UN speaks in empty words.
What is the purpose of the United Nations? The UN has such tremendous potential. I've always said it. It has such tremendous, tremendous potential.
Before his remarks, he wrote on social media that he is calling off a scheduled meeting with Democratic congressional leaders because their approach to government funding is not realistic. The deadline to avert a government shutdown is September 30th. The Secret Service says it stopped a plot that could have disrupted cellular service across New York City after an investigation into threats led to locations around the city where hundreds of servers were seized. Shares in Tylenol maker Kenvue are trading higher today despite yesterday's comments from the president that pregnant women should not use Tylenol because of a potential for an autism. Health experts say there's no causal link between acetaminophen and autism. This is ABC News.